One of the things that we're really concerned about is the utilization of intensity modulated radiation therapy for breast cancer. I think there's no question that the use of IMRT can significantly improve the dose delivered for the majority of patients who are treated with just traditional whole breast radiation or even regional nodal radiation therapy. Unfortunately, the costs of IMRT are very significant, and so there has been some pushback from insurance carriers as to whether or not to pay for IMRT, simply because there's not a lot of good data establishing that IMRT is better than traditional 3D whole breast radiation therapy. So what has happened is that here you have a technology that there's no question is superior, at least dosimetrically, from 3D conformal or even just more traditional types of radiation therapy. But because of the significantly increased costs, the utilization and exploration of this technology for the treatment of breast cancer is, in my mind, being hampered by this issue that it is more expensive and therefore should not be allowed for the treatment of many women with breast cancer. And I think it'll be a matter of time before some of these issues are worked out. But nonetheless, today, for those particular patients who unfortunately cannot be treated with this technology simply from a standpoint of having the wrong coverage, we literally have to predetermine which patients those are. And at least at our institution, we can't treat them with IMRT, which is unfortunate, but that's the reality. And again, this may be an anomaly that will work itself out in time, but right now it is unfortunately in the decision process when we treat a patient.
Can you talk about what the IMRT technique is and why you think it's superior?
Well, what IMRT allows you to do, I call it just the more advanced 3D conformal radiation therapy. It's just one more technique, one more advance in the technology that allows you to better target the dose, distribute the dose evenly through the target.
And is it a software thing?
Basically, it's both a software issue and a technology issue from the actual hardware, the linear accelerator, the use, how it delivers the radiation therapy. The name really tells you what's going on. It modulates the intensity of the radiation therapy right at the head of the accelerator. The tungsten leaves in the accelerator head literally modulate the dose as it comes out and treats the patient. So the software allows you to better distribute the radiation in the patient, and the hardware, the actual linear accelerator head, allows you to deliver the dose much more evenly. And so the goal, of course, is to have less short and long-term side effects by better distributing the dose, better targeting the dose, and better avoiding the dose to normal tissues. My view on the issue is we should not be preventing better treatment for a patient from the issue of these discussions of whether or not the costs are prohibitive. In other words, why shackle the improvement of the technology, the improvement in treatment of patients simply from a financial standpoint? My argument has always been, well, perhaps we could adjust the cost. It's not as complex type of IMRT as, say, what is used for prostate cancer or lung cancer. So perhaps the cost could be adjusted downward so that the average patient with breast cancer can benefit from these improvements in technology. But unfortunately, those discussions are being hampered by people on both ends of the spectrum. Some saying you don't need the technology, the old technology works quite well. Others saying it's too expensive, you know, just stop all the research. It's really stuck right now in my mind, unfortunately. But nonetheless, hopefully those issues will get worked out and we can continue to improve just the average radiation therapy for a patient. And indeed, intensity modulated radiation therapy is a better treatment. It allows you to distribute the dose more evenly, allows you to target the tissues better, and to avoid normal tissue. So it's, in my mind, it's just common sense dictates why not use the improved technology.